Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I used to be a closet Backstreet Boys fan. Not in the closet any longer. Any Friday is better with Backstreet Boys. And yes, I did listen to the Backstreet Boys on my 3,400-mile road trip. They make the miles go so much faster. And I hope they make your Friday morning a little bit brighter. Or maybe they annoy you enough that you're just ready to get up and out of bed now or throw something at the radio. Good morning to you. It's Friday. Nobody's throwing anything. This is going to be a good day. It's going to be a good morning and a good day and a great weekend, especially if you're an NFL fan. And I know we've got a lot of new fan bases engaged because roughly half the NFL playoff field turns over every year, so we've got teams like the Bengals in for the first time since 2015. And, of course, they haven't won a playoff game since 1990 season against the Houston Oilers. We've got the Raiders back in and Derek Carr having an opportunity to make his playoff debut. I know Matthew Stafford is with the Rams now, but we haven't seen Stafford in the playoffs for a while, and he's never been part of a winning team in the postseason. So a new opportunity for him. Kyler Murray on the playoff stage for the first time. And then you think about some of the teams that were in last year but are in completely different positions. The Buccaneers are not in the same position as they were when they rumbled through the field as a wild card team to get all the way to the Super Bowl in their own stadium. The Buffalo Bills, while they are repeat winners of the AFC East, kind of wonder, having to go through the Patriots, how might that change things? But they certainly have unfinished business. We have the Philadelphia Eagles in, so I think one of the biggest surprises of this NFL playoff field. So a lot of just neat storylines and playoff debuts, which I always love. The fact that it's not the same old, sure, you've got some stalwarts, you've got teams that are back in, or you got teams that only took maybe a year or two away, right? Like the New England Patriots were not in last year. It seems like yesterday, but it's a completely different Patriots team than when we last saw them in the postseason. And that's super cool. The Niners and Rams both made relatively recent Super Bowl appearances, but neither one of those teams ended up on the winning end. And then you think about the Dallas Cowboys. And while we've seen them in the playoffs here or there, kind of a year on, a year off, a year on, a year off, this is America's team that has not been to the Super Bowl, the promised land, if you will, since the mid-90s. Is it time, Cowboys fans? Are you tired of waiting? What did Jerry Jones tell us at the beginning of the season? He would do just about anything to win a Super Bowl. Within reason, I think he said, to try to qualify it. But I'll do just about anything to get to the Super Bowl.
That's a fact.
To win the Super Bowl. So it's a mixed bag. It's an eclectic mix. There's something for everyone. And you know one of my favorite phrases when we launch into the tournament of any sport: infinite possibilities. The possibilities are endless. We know that this could be, it could be a weekend that's full of upsets, full of surprises like we saw during the regular season. And I, for one, am voting for total chaos. That's what I love. My team's not in it, so I can vote for complete and total chaos and hope that we see all kinds of crazy, wacky games that blow our minds like Week 18. Can it be another Week 18? Is that too much to ask? Because I truly believe the NFL saved the best for last in this expanded supersized regular season, and now we get it for the wild card weekend. It's I was going to say, it's going to be great. But I guess I don't know that it's going to be great. I have high hopes, though. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. I've held my adrenaline at bay all week, but it's time. My excitement level, well, you can hear it. And part of that is because it's Friday. And James played the Backstreet Boys. So it's the triple threat. Backstreet Friday and NFL playoffs. We're going to get back to that. We've been going through each of these games and letting you hear from some of the major voices and some of the major players, coaches, of course, in these games. So we've already hit Dallas, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Buffalo, New England. We still have a few to get to this hour. Plus, we are going to head to Tampa where our friend John Kincaid, morning show host for Philadelphia's 97.5 The Fanatic, they're on site for this playoff weekend. And so he'll join us live 30 minutes from now. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. In 20 minutes, your second chance to hear the candidates for the After Hours Hall of Flame. It's clear that some of you who are voting, especially on Facebook, when you're asking me, why is this candidate involved? You need to hear the audio. You're not voting for a name. You're not voting for an annoying personality or sports figure, though some of you seem to think that that's the theme. No, you're voting because the audio is a rant or a moment in time where these guys kind of let loose. They're defiant and really defiance and defensiveness.
Don't really care.
Those are the themes for this first Hall of Flame induction in 2022. You guys, we haven't had one in 7 months.
Almost. I've given a lot less the last couple of years.
You're cheating. No, we like to drop some in so it whets the appetite. So we've got Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Judge, Antonio Brown, all NFL in honor of the playoffs. And so you want to hear the audio before you vote. If you need to go change your vote on Facebook, that's totally fine. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this audio. This is what our radio show is all about. I am an audio geek. I love it when we've got scintillating audio. So that's coming up in 20 minutes. All right, let's get back to the playoffs a little bit here. Oh, wait, first, big news from the NFL on Thursday afternoon. And I don't know that it's a massive surprise. I knew there were rumblings that this could happen in Houston, but I'm mad about it still. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be the case, that we weren't going to see another coach lose his job, but in fact, that's what the Texans ownership and front office decided.
Yeah, at 2 p.m. Central Time, David Culley called a staff meeting, got all of his assistants in a room, and told them to their faces that he had in fact been informed that he was fired as the Houston Texans coach after just one season. No doubt it was a trying season for David Culley, who worked his entire career as an assistant, was previously with the Baltimore Ravens along with a long list of other places, worked his entire career to get to this point, to be a head coach at older than 60 years old, and certainly it had been some difficulties, some in-game frustrations, some discipline, a lot of discipline, disciplinary issues from some of their more veteran players, and issues of mismanagement, and the fact that the team didn't win a lot of games. That was the bad. The good was this team played really hard for him. He brought in a good staff who had Davis Mills, a mid-round quarterback, playing like some of the first-round quarterbacks, honestly, this year had been, and they put up a good fight right up until the end of the season, but simply it was just not enough for David Culley. So the Houston Texans, who went through an entire coaching search last year, ended up hiring Culley, now embarking on another coaching search in Houston.
There is a lot of traction for Brian Flores going to Houston. And I don't know that this is the case, but it certainly, it begs the question. Remember when Deshaun Watson, back when we were hearing from Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun Watson and his camp had indicated the teams that they would like to go through, like that they would actually accept trades for particular teams in the NFL, trying to give the Texans a clue as to where Deshaun wanted to play. Miami was one of those places because of Brian Flores. So if the Texans, and I don't think this is the case, I'm just saying that if the Texans still believe that Deshaun Watson is not a lost cause and that they might be able to keep him, would Brian Flores be their way of trying to change his mind about wanting out. Now, John McClain says over and over and over again, he said it here on the show, he continues to preach this, that Deshaun will never take another snap for the Houston Texans. That they're done with him, he's done with them, period. They just didn't find the right trade partner in this 2021 campaign. But if you bring in Brian Flores, it still is a question in my mind. Are they hoping that they can work things out with Deshaun? Have they maybe softened on the idea of keeping Deshaun? Would Deshaun soften on the idea of staying in Houston after this year of essentially being in the shadows? Couple of things that I saw on Twitter that I wanted to pass along. And I think this sucks for David Culley because he took a nearly impossible task. He took lemons, he made lemonade. I know they only won 4 games, but be honest, isn't that 4 more games than you thought they might win? He did not have a veteran starting quarterback. He had Davis Mills. But Davis Mills, get this, stat from NFL and CBS. This is your nerd alert. Love this. Love that NFL and CBS put this out there. No quarterback in the league had a higher rating in the red zone this season than Davis Mills. Yeah,
he take was, that for data.
He was a rookie. Roller coaster ride, always. But not even Mac Jones had a higher QB rating in the red zone this season. And this is not even rookies. Not even, let's go Tom Brady. Let's go Aaron Rodgers. Let's go Matthew Stafford. He gets compared to Mac Jones a lot because he and Mac Jones played the best among the rookies. But no NFL QB had a higher rating in the red zone this season than Davis Mills. Here, I'll retweet it so you can see it for yourself. The NFL on CBS. But I also love this tweet from Benjamin Albright. And I mentioned this earlier, but I think it's hysterical that he did the legwork on this. And it's such a, it's just ironic, right? In 2020, the Texans won 4 games with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt. David Culley won 4 games this season without either one of them in Houston. With all of the crap they handed him. He was optimistic. Do we have that bite from him that you played earlier, Producer James? This was like going back to the beginning, right? When he accepted this head coaching job in Houston, knowing what ownership and the front office had done. And I don't want to say with the previous coach, because Bill O'Brien, he created his own bed. He made all these massive mistakes that really screwed up the roster. But when they hired David Culley, he certainly wasn't their first choice or second or third, right? And yet Culley marched into this situation and decided he was going to be optimistic and have a positive approach and be determined and committed regardless of how the deck was stacked against him.
I couldn't be more elated to be in this position. And I'll tell you this, I don't know if I'll win 1 football game here, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to do that. They've given me what I need to be able to do what I need to do for this franchise to do. They trust in what I'm doing. They trust in the direction I'm going. And I'm going to take it and go that direction, you know. And I believe in what we're doing. I believe in it 100%.
Except Nick Caserio, the general manager, oft-criticized, much maligned GM of the Houston Texans, indicated that they had philosophical differences. Now, maybe that's just about having something to put in the press release. But yeah, kind of gross that's how David Culley was treated after the way that he handled this situation. Now he's getting paid handsomely, so you don't have to feel badly for him. According to Tom Pelissero, he'll walk away with $22 million because he's still owed money over the life of his contract. So again, what are you doing, Houston Texans? I have no idea. Brian Flores is available. Pep Hamilton, we're hearing a lot of talk about him too. But if you're a viable head coach, with a head coaching candidate with multiple offers, would you take the Texans after the way they've handled their franchise in the last couple of years? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So obviously Texans are not in the playoffs, but this becomes yet another head coaching opportunity. The Raiders may or may not be looking for a head coach after the season is over, but they are in the playoffs first, and that's what matters. I love this from Casey Hayward. He points out this team has been fighting for its postseason lives now for over a month.
I think we've been kind of in the playoff mode for like the last 4 weeks. we kind of been needing to win the last four games to even get in. So we kind of been having a little playoff mentality for the last 4 weeks. So obviously, we just got to have the same mentality for the last 4 weeks. You know, you got to win these games. You're one and done now. So that's kind of what it is.
Casey Hayward, Raiders cornerback. You may have heard the interview with Darren Waller, too. And we don't have the whole thing, but I wanted to bring this in as well because I feel like it underscores some of the challenges that the Raiders face this season, but also that these guys individually and collectively were dealing with not just the football aspect of trying to make the playoffs, but personnel and roster changes and what happened off the field, so to speak, with Henry Ruggs and losing their head coach. And I appreciate that Darren Waller is opening up about the fact that he's an addict. He's got a disease and he talks about it. And when he was away from the team because of COVID, he really struggled. And I don't think it's unique to him. He's speaking out about it. But I do think that a lot of these guys inside the Raiders locker room did a bunch of soul searching. And we know Derek Carr really struggled in the wake of the Henry Ruggs situation because he and Ruggs were friends and someone died so tragically. And so these guys were dealing with so much, the John Gruden comments and trying to make sense of that situation as well. So I appreciate the vulnerability and the transparency of Darren Waller, who said when he was out because of COVID protocols, it was tough. He was really tempted to get back to his old habits.
For me, it was I got a therapist, so I talked to my therapist about those things because, you know, my disease of addiction, you know, that can have me thinking all kinds of crazy things, you know. So I got to make sure that I'm talking about those things when I'm, you know, have all that idle time. So I got my therapist, you know, I got, you know, stay going to meetings, staying in the playbook, working on music, you know, just staying solid, keeping my head, you know, just out of that idle time and just into things that I enjoy and stay into the game of football as much as I can.
I hope by Darren Waller speaking out and being candid about his struggles and how he faced these challenges, both mental and physical, that others are encouraged and maybe find some inspiration there as well. So Raiders back in the playoffs for the first time since 2016, though Derek Carr did not play then. So he will make his playoff debut, which I think is awesome. Also in the Bay Area, we've got the Niners, and we've talked extensively about Niners and Cowboys in that game itself. Quietly, I feel like it was relatively quiet because other defensive guys, sack masters, were grabbing a lot of the attention, like TJ Watt, like Myles Garrett, even like Cam Hayward in Pittsburgh. But Nick Bosa, 15 and a half sacks, potentially the comeback player of the year in the NFL. And he knows when you get to the postseason, it just feels different.
I'm definitely very excited for this one. There's definitely a different just energy and vibe once you get here, and it's winter go home, and it was kind of that last week, but it's different now, and we just want to win and keep going because this group is really special, and we want to accomplish special things.
That's the culture around here. Everybody want to get to the championship every year. They want to do it every year, and I say we like to do it the dirty way. The dirty way, the hard way. I don't know why. Sometimes I be getting mad. Sometimes we should just be blowing people off out of the water. But some we just make it hard on ourselves sometimes. But that's the culture around here. Getting to the big ship every year, and it's just another year.
I love that soundbite from Trent Williams, who missed week 18. I don't know why we do it the way we do it sometimes. I'd be mad about it. But we sometimes seem to take the hard road. And this is the culture of the Niners. We expect to get to the ship. The chip.
It's just another year.
Every single year. So we're kind of dropping in some of these pre-playoff thoughts, if you will. Now, straight ahead, we've got more thoughts. We've got guys offering their thoughts that may very well land them in the After Hours Hall of Flame. Your opportunity to hear the candidates before you vote, but find the poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page as well. This is one of my favorite things that we do anywhere, anytime on After Hours. It's straight ahead. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's After Hours, CBS Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Radio. You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're talking about practice.
On After Hours, the biggest meltdowns in sports history.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I want to eat his children.
Are immortalized with an infamous distinction.
Can't do it.
They are who we thought they were.
You play to win the game.
Now it's time for Amy Lawrence to bring you tonight's candidates for the After Hours Hall of Flame.
Put that in your practice, folks.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
An idiot.
It's unbelievable what they did!
It was a scrum.
The difference between partying and being out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called maturity. It's your job.
What in the was that?
Like to a tin horn, man.
All I see is ass.
No days off! No days off!
Take that for data.
Navy actually stuck her finger up her nose.
No! Well, really wasn't even listening to nothing that I was saying.
For what? I didn't know.
Why don't you just run it? You know, just that's a really good thought.
I tried to activate my glutes as best I could.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
He's an idiot.
A brute tube.
Listen to that!
Bend over backwards and be honest and direct with you guys, and you stick it right up my and the team. But I'm sick of it.
I'm here, so I won't get found.
LAPD was called.
If you're not going to punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up.
I apologize to Draymond Green
and his mom.
Stop it right now! We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, I'm having a press conference, okay? Thank you.
We're still here. We're still here.
Our roster looks great on paper. Whoopty hell. All right.
They're very fiery under the covers.
What kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have?
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona.
Hell, I would rather die than to live the rest of my life in fear and wearing a damn mask.
If you can't put work in the building and work hard, do your lifts and do what you're supposed to do, you should not be here.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
Those those are just a few of the very impressive candidates for the After Hours Hall of Fame that have been previously inducted. It's always a very spirited voting. Four more candidates, all from the NFL in honor of the playoffs kicking off this weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. First, you need to know where you can cast your vote. I'm retweeting the poll right now. After Hours CBS, that's our show Twitter, or you can find it on my Twitter and then also on our Facebook page. And some of you are voting even without hearing the audio. No, no, no. It's about the audio. It's not about who you like or what their personality is. We've got four very defiant members of the NFL. And they're so good. Baker Mayfield, he got a lot of criticism, and sometimes it's hard for him to keep his remarks to himself. He tends to push back, and he recently was hearing the boos at the dog pound, and he had a message for those fans who would dare boo Cleveland in Cleveland.
Those are probably the same fans that won't be quiet while we're on offense and trying to operate, so don't really care.
Except we know he cares. The fact that he's
don't
saying
really care.
It. Yeah, the fact that he's responding means that he cares. And the tone of voice, too. I'm telling you, defensiveness and defiance are the theme for this After Hours Hall of Fame induction, our first in about 7 months. Aaron Rodgers has been pushing back on criticism and been salty and spicy, especially over the last month with the Hubarkish situation and then this whole prank that was a report that he would boycott the Super Bowl if the Packers got there because he can't stand the NFL's COVID protocols.
It's become, you know, fairly standard. Mention me in the same sentence and use tag words like doctor or Joe Rogan or ivermectin or COVID toe, you know, and you're going to get some ratings. And like I said, you know, I've given a lot less the last couple of years.
Oh.
But one thing I do give a major up is narratives about me. You think I would do all that and play in a meaningless game to most people in week 18 and then boycott the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You don't know me. And yeah. That's my whole point. Whether you're Pornhub or whoever this person, my direct server is, right. Yeah. You don't know me. You don't know me, so stop talking as if you do know me or you have some sort of idea.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, ready, aim, fire at anybody who's right now messing with him. So he can talk the talk and walk the walk, right? Because he's an MVP candidate. But
I've given a lot less the last couple of years.
Right, he's not holding back. With the Pat McAfee show, you hear the boys, you hear Pat in the background. They're the hype men. They're the peanut gallery, if you will. And so Aaron Rodgers, just right now, he doesn't give an F, as he's indicated over and over. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We're moving forward. Joe Judge, also defensive, also defiant, and potentially hastened his departure from the New York Giants with an 11-minute rant a few weeks ago about his job and about criticisms of the way that he runs his locker room.
I can tell you right now, okay, I know we're a whole lot closer to where we're going than we are further away. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you we got more players here who are going to be free agents next year, all right, who are in my office every day begging to come back. I know that.
Begging.
Okay, I know that. Or players that we coached last year that still call me twice a week talking about, you know, how much they wish they were still here even though they're getting paid more somewhere else. Okay? So, I know we got the right culture in terms of teaching the players. Okay? Which is why I don't come up here and try to assassinate some player because I think it's going to save my ass. Okay? Because behind closed doors, when we shut those doors, I can tell every player to a man, look him in the eye, exactly what the hell he screwed up on and exactly how it's got to get fixed. I can tell him to hold him as accountable as can be. Because I ain't going to sit up here like some other coward sitting behind the microphone and put his players on blast. Okay? That's it. I signed up to be the head coach here. Whatever bull gets fired, better get fired for me. You got that? It's got to go through me to get to them. And that's the way it is.
You got that?
I know that. Okay? I know that.
Begging me to stay. Oh, dear. I don't know if the 3rd and 9 was the last straw. I don't know if the 11-minute diatribe was the last straw, but I know that he did himself no favors in the final 3 weeks of the regular season when the locker room finally had had enough, as did the Mara family, John Mara and Steve Tisch. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Judge, and our final candidate for the After Hours Hall of Fame, the one and only Antonio Brown, who you all know made his exit in quite the demonstrative way from MetLife Stadium a few weeks ago. But when he first made his comments about how this happened and what happened, it was on the Full Send podcast, and he did not hold back his feelings.
If Tom Brady's my boy, why am I playing for an earnest salary?
Right.
You my boy, though, right?
Right.
Gronkowski is boy, right?
Right.
How much did he get paid?
Significant amount.
Damn. All right, so why is AB on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prove it, though. Who's better than me over there? Let's be real.
Right, but don't
no,
you...
No, let's, no, let's not be right. Let's be honest.
Nah,
this is the podcast
I'll be real.
To be real.
Nah, right? I'll be real.
Who
AB
is the best guy over there? AB. Since you guys know football, who
for
is
sure,
it?
For sure,
the best guy over and that team?
No,
AB.
Football, receiver-wise, who is the guy that get it popping? Who let you down in the world? How did you handle your letdown? Did you walk away? Did you walk away with your shirt off? Because I thought about Moon.
This is a very uncomfortable topic.
God.
What?
You thought about mooning? Bro, I've been working on my f***ing glutes all year. I thought about just mooning them. A big old chocolate ass in MetLife.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to follow that up. So we're just going to vote then.
A big old chocolate ass in MetLife.
Oh, my God. Just for that, he should be into the Hall of Fame from now into perpetuity. But we're going to put this to a vote, and we have invited Brad Heller to also cast his vote. We like to have as many voices as possible. So, Brad, you're first up, just because you get to be the guinea pig.
Well, thank you, Amy. I was leaning Joe Judge, but when you play that Antonio Brown cut again, I mean, how does he not get a free pass into the Hall of Fame forever? I mean, working on his glutes to moon everybody at MetLife Stadium, I mean... That's my choice. You hear that? I mean, that's the winner going away.
He has a lifetime membership to the Hall of Fame, is what you're
Correct.
Saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then you're up, Producer James. Your first chance to vote for the Hall of Fame.
I want to say Joe Judge because I'm a Giants fan, and it's just so ridiculous to hear him say that I have people begging me to get in when you literally aren't even a watchable football team. So... But again, to hear that Antonio Brown, it's just so hard to vote against that. I mean, that is just gold. That's got to be a Hall of Fame for life. Like that's amazing. So I think I got to go Antonio Brown as much as I want to go Judge.
Before Antonio Brown, I was leaning Aaron Rodgers because generally, you know, if we have to bleep you out, it's a classic Hall of Fame rant. And Rodgers is just on the rampage. But you're right. Not only did Antonio Brown call out Tom Brady, not only did he say he should be earning more money than Gronk because he's Brady's boy, not only did he say he's the best on the Bucks because he's popping or something like that, but then he talks about his chocolate ass and how he almost mooned MetLife. There's no... That is classic Hall of Flame material.
A big old chocolate ass in MetLife?
No! Thank God that's not what we saw. All right. Well, we appreciate the votes right now. You have time to cast your vote on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. There's a poll. And then also on our Facebook page, we will reveal before the show is done. It's After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Ourselves in a great position in being where we are right now, and we know how far we've come as a team, as an offense, as a defense, as a special teams group, and we just want to continue to do the things that have gotten us here, focusing on the process, focusing on getting better every day, focusing on the fundamentals, all the little things we talk about, doing those little things this week so we can put ourselves in a position to win this game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Jalen Hurts, who not only led the Eagles in passing as their starting quarterback, but also led the team in rushing, which makes me a little nervous when it's a QB. It's not unheard of, but it still makes me nervous. They finished out the season 7-3 and a surprise entrance into the NFL playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't yet voted for the Hall of Fame, the poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. Right now, we're pleased to welcome longtime friend and radio host extraordinaire John Kincaid from The John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. In fact, his show begins in Philadelphia, except he's in Tampa. We'll let him explain, but just top of the hour. So he's got a few minutes with us. John, Happy New Year. Where are you?
I am at Tampa Joe's, a place called Tampa Joe's. We are in Tampa. We came down last night. We're going to do the show live here this morning. Going to meet all the Philly expatriates, I guess, that come down here to live in this beautiful weather. And I'm in shorts, Amy.
Oh, okay.
I'm in shorts, and it's like 60 degrees. This morning, it's going to be beautiful the next couple of days, a little rain on Sunday. Greatly enjoying that because the respite from these winter weather that I've gotten used to again up in Philadelphia is quite a change.
Well, just so you know, we're supposed to have a snowstorm in my neighborhood on Sunday night. And then in addition, we've got these single digit temps on Saturday, not that different from what they're going to get in Buffalo. So yay for you. John, the Eagles finished up 7-3, but let's be honest, every single one of those seven wins was against a team that did not make the playoffs. Still though, I've admitted I never expected this playoff surge from Philadelphia. How did they get here?
Well, I'm going to join the club with you. I did not think it either. I did not expect it. When we left, we took our listeners to Vegas. We took a group of people to Vegas for that game, and they left that building 2-5. They were terrible, and so I never expected it either. So I'm not going to act like I was like, wow, I saw this coming. But I will say this, is that once they started to rely on their best players, which is their offensive line, and their offensive line is dominant. I think it's arguably the best offensive line in the NFL. And the versatility that they've got there, the athleticism, and I think that once they started to rely on them and started to become a run-heavy offense, it certainly changed things up for their fortunes.
The ability to run the ball has been critical for them. Some of the numbers they put up with their rushing game has been gaudy. But I still worry when your quarterback is your leading rusher. So you talk about offensive line. How much do you think they can match up, or how do they match up with that Tampa Bay run defense?
Well, I think it's an interesting one on Tampa is this, is when Tampa beat the Eagles in October, well, three of the offensive linemen for the Eagles were not there for that game. So that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You're missing three-fifths of that offensive line. But when they left the building that night, they were the number two rushing defense in the NFL. The last eight games of this season, Tampa's rush defense, 31st. Last eight games, they are at second to the bottom in the entire NFL. And so that's where I say, okay, they're trending in a terrible direction in that part of the game. Eagles trending in the right direction. Now, Amy, it doesn't mean that I'm picking the Eagles to win the game. But it does mean that I think this is going to be a much different matchup than it was last time. And last time, it was cosmetically close. It was 28. It was 28-7, and the Eagles did do some nice things to make it close. But I swear to you, it was a 6-point game, and I never at any time thought, yeah, the Eagles are going to come back and win.
How have you seen Jalen Hurts grow into an NFL starting quarterback this year?
Well, I knew coming out, I knew he had the DNA. I knew he had the right DNA. I knew he had the right makeup for it. He's a great leader. I think he's gotten smarter, and he has a great football IQ, but I think he's gotten smarter about when to run. He's hung out in the pocket a lot longer, and it might help that you're going up against teams that aren't as good. So it allows him the time to be able to wait for, you know, go down the check down tree, be able to wait to go to a tertiary receiver, be able to get Dallas Goedert more involved in the offense. I think that that has been the biggest change in Jalen Hurts, and I think it's been a real positive.
John Kincaid is with us from Tampa, though he's preparing to do his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. And so John is wearing shorts and he's rubbing it in a little bit, but we're still glad to have him with us. And we've been friends for a long time. We've been colleagues and coworkers for a long time. And so it's always great to have you on the show. When you think about the, and I wanted to bring this up, I'll tie it back to the Eagles, but when you think about what Chris Ballard said Thursday about Carson Wentz, take the layup, take the layup, take the layup, it kind of feels like that's what you're saying about Jalen. He's okay with going through his progressions, maybe taking the simple, even if it's not the high profile, dramatic highlight reel play.
Well, now he is. Early in the season, he was most certainly not, and he was really bad at it. He's learning, and he gets better at it all the time. He absolutely is hanging in there and getting better at it. Carson Wentz, well, that's exactly what – I mean, Carson, you know, tried to blame every single thing, and it was Philadelphia. It was – they didn't you know, support him, blah, 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 blah. Jalen Hurts has just come in and become the leader and the franchise type of guy that they want. I always said if we could get Carson Wentz's arm – on Jalen Hurts' body, he'd be the perfect quarterback, because between the years, Carson's just another organization is learning that he's a fragile guy. He's a very, very talented guy, but he's a fragile guy, and I think the Eagles are very, very pleased with Jalen. Now, Amy, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that means that they won't consider veteran quarterbacks if a veteran quarterback was interested in coming to Philadelphia.
Ah.
If there was interest. But I do not believe it would be Deshaun Watson. The Eagles have 6 female vice presidents, largest in the National Football League. They constantly tout how they are, you know, a very forward-thinking organization and really support women and everything. And I flat out said it on my show over and over again. I banged that drum. I said, then that organization cannot consider Deshaun Watson. And they better not. Because it would be a PR nightmare.
If I remember correctly, your dog's name is Nikki Foles?
Yeah, she is Nikki Kincaid.
Okay.
And Nikki Foles is actually on her. Yes, I made sure that was her middle name. Because I got to name it. We were getting a new puppy. And I said, girls, I come up with the name. And they said, good, because it was my turn to name a dog.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, Nikki. And they loved it. They thought that was such a cute name. And I went, Nikki Foles. Because we honored the greatest moment in Dad's football history to remember that day, which was absolutely beautiful. February 4th, 2018. Not that I really, like, focus on it hyperly or anything
Yeah,
like that.
No, I know you do, and you should. So here we go. This is Eagles, and it's Buccaneers, it's Brady, whatever, memories. But we have about 60 seconds, so give me a few of the memories of your emotions of that night in that game as it's becoming apparent the Eagles will finally win the Super Bowl.
When it was finally coming together, all I could think of, Amy, is that I had waited my entire life for it. And Olivia, from the time she was born, when we would say prayers at night, I would say to her, okay, when I kiss her goodnight, I'd say, you dream of your daddy, your puppy dogs, and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I said it to her every night of her life. And we even joked, I would say it to her every night when she was 10, when she was 11. And when they won the Super Bowl that night, she FaceTimes with me, and she's crying, wailing. And she says, Dad, they won the Super Bowl. And I said, and you're only 14. That's all I could think to say is she only had to wait till she was 14. Dad had to wait till he was 52.
There is most definitely crying in football.
Oh, there was. That's it was. All right. Love you, Amy.
All right, John Kincaid. Have fun. Be safe this weekend. So John Kincaid on Twitter. That's how you can find him. Super easy. Getting ready to host his show from Tampa, but in Philadelphia, where he is from. So he spent a lot of years in Atlanta and now is in Philly. 97.5 The Fanatic, morning 6 to 10 Eastern time. That does not leave us much time, but I understand we have crowned a new winner, an inductee into the After Hours Hall of Fame. Pregnant pause.
If Tom Brady's my boy, why am I playing for Ernest's salary?
Right.
You my boy though, right?
Right.
Gronkowski is boy, right?
Right.
How much do you get paid?
significant amount.
Damn. All right, so why is AB on a prove it deal? Who's better than me over there? Let's be real.
Right, but don't
let's not be right. Let's be honest.
Nah,
this is the podcast
to be real.
Who is the best guy over there?
AB.
Since you guys know football,
Who's
the best guy over and that team?
No, man, AB.
Football, receiver-wise, who is the guy that get it popping? Who let you down in the world? How did you handle your letdown?
Did you walk away?
Did you walk away with your shirt off? Because I thought about Moonam.
This is a very uncomfortable topic.
God. You thought about Mooning?
Bro, I've been working on my f***ing glutes all year. I thought about just Mooning them.
Wait, I need the chocolate ass part. Where's the chocolate ass part?
A big old chocolate ass in MetLife.
Thank you. That's the reason why Antonio Brown is now into the After Hours Hall of Fame. James, you are brilliant at what you do, but sometimes pregnant pauses screw us up. No, thank you for all of your votes. That was amazing. Welcome to the Hall of Fame, Antonio Brown. Football fans, we'll talk to you Sunday night. Enjoy the weekend. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!